there. Welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. It is a new week. Today is Monday, October the 5th. How are you doing? It's great to be back with you here on the program. Hope you had a great weekend. Did you have a good weekend? I'm sorry. I'm talking. I'm not even really waiting for your answer. I hope you had a good weekend. Did you? Good. We got a good show for... I had a good weekend, too. Thank you for asking. Had a great weekend. The weather is really nice around here. It's a beautiful sunny day here in southern New Jersey. I did some nice family things this weekend. It was just a really, really good weekend. It was a good week for the book. It was the, you know, the official launch of Let Go of Anger and Stress. The book officially launched on Friday. Sales were really good on Amazon. Thanks be to God. I'm really grateful for all of your support for getting the word out. So many people who bought the book and said they enjoyed it. I'm getting a lot of good feedback on it. Now, if you remember, last week on the show, I said I would start going through the fruits of the Holy Spirit one by one. And we're going to do that this week. We're going to first look at the fruit of love, which is, I don't know, to me, I think that can be, often be the most challenging fruit to produce in my life. You may have similar problems, I think, looking at internet feeds, social media feeds, and the news, and listening to people talk. I don't know. I think I'm not the only one who's struggling to share love, but this is an important one, and we'll talk about it on the show today. I also want to look at the mass readings because they, I believe, they tie into that whole message too, as well. You know, you can say you love God, but if you're not loving other people, then you really, I mean, literally, the Bible does say that you can't love if you can't love the God whom you have not seen. If you say you love the God whom you have not seen and love your brother who you do see, then you're lying. St. John says that in the Bible. So it's something we need to address. And I think that, you know, on this show, I always try to present the message. And this is where these readings really tied in today. This message hit me. I want you to be peaceful. I want to give you hope. And so many of you say, yeah, Gary, you really make us feel good. You give us hope. And I appreciate that. That's what I try to do. But at the same time, I can't lie to you. And I think that there are, and you'll hear some of this today in the readings, there are some folks out there, many of them who have a really good, some evangelists out there who have a good message, but it's an incomplete message. And I think sometimes that can be a little misleading. Yeah, there should always be hope. God can do the miraculous. And that includes turning your finances around, giving you a miraculous healing. He can do that. And you should ask for those things. You really should. But we got to be careful in saying that the reason our finances haven't turned around or our health hasn't been restored is because we're lacking in faith. That's not true. And the Bible doesn't support any of that. I want to give you hope, but there's going to be times when I have to give you the message of, here's the deal. We're going to be judged at the end of this life. So if we're not loving God, you know, I think it's time to get busy. And because I love you, I have to share that with you. And I love the Lord. It's what he wants me to share with you. But I don't believe also in a negative message. I think that's positive. My message is you walk with Jesus every day. And I always say, you know, spend time with him in prayer, read scripture, receive the sacraments. And you're going to start, as you get to know him more, you're going to start to love him more. And you're going to want to do more for things for him. But then again, we all need that reminder because we have a fallen human nature, we tend to slack off sometimes. So we do need that reminder of, but if you don't love like you're supposed to love, if you don't love God by loving other people, then you're going to be accountable. And I think we need that. And I think I need to deliver that message to you sometimes. And I don't dwell on it. I try not to do fire and brimstone here because I don't believe in it. I think there's another way to do it. But you're going to hear me say, and you've heard me say, we will all be judged one day. And this commandment, and literally it is a commandment, John 15:17, Jesus said, this I command you, love one another. He means business. There's no out there. And I got to love the person who drives me crazy. Doesn't mean I have to like that person. I have to love them. So we'll chat a little bit about what that love is, but I'll also read the readings. We got a lot to do today. I need to take a sip of water because this is going to get It's going to be a jam-packed show. But as always, I depend on the Holy Spirit to deliver the material. So that's what I'm going to do today. So settle in. We're going to pray, and then we will talk a little bit about all of these different things. But love is so important. Love is the only of the virtues that, out of the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and love, or faith, hope, and charity, love or charity is the only one that will live forever. We're not going to need faith and hope once we are, you know, once this earthly life is over, because we're going to see God. We're going to know the deal. Everything will be revealed to us. But love will endure. That's why it's the most important of the three. And it's not something that we can ignore. I mean, we're called, not to put any pressure on you, but we are called to imitate Christ. We are, and really it's up to the Holy Spirit to transform us, with our permission, into the image of Christ. That's, yeah, I know, no simple, set the bar pretty, not setting the bar too low there, are we? But it's true. It's what we are called to do, to be transformed into Christ, but it happens with our permission, with the help of the Holy Spirit, and to bear fruit that will last. That's what we heard at Mass yesterday, to bear fruit that will last, that will endure, to bear good fruit. And that's why I think this book is so important, this Let Go of Anger and Stress. It's not just to make us feel good, which honestly it will. If we bear good fruit, we are going to feel better inside, have more peace. But we're also going to affect other people in a positive way. And again, look at your social media feed. Take a look at what's going on in the world. We absolutely need that. And it's up to you and me to do that. So that's the message today. I'm not sure I gave you a lot there, but we got to love. Got to love one another. And that's also the way we are going to be able to experience that peace and that joy that every one of us is looking for. So say it is good news. Let's pray, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father God, we turn to you with grateful hearts today. Father, you are so good to us. We do not deserve anything that you have given us in this life, all the blessings that you have showered upon us, starting with the fact that you created us. You did not need us, but you decided that your universe would not be complete without us being born. So you willed us into existence. Father, in turn, we come to you and we thank you for that. And we willingly enter into a relationship with you, Father. We ask you to grant us the grace to avoid sinning, to avoid doing things that would not please you. Father, we ask you to help us to love more, to love like Jesus loved, with a sacrificial love, a self-sacrificial love. Fill us, Father, with your Spirit this day, a fresh outpouring of your Spirit. Wake us up, wake up the Spirit in us, and help us to be able to respond, to be willing to respond to the Spirit's prompting within us, so that we can make a difference in the world. Father, I ask you to give me the words on the show today, and open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be able to hear and respond to your message. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, well, thanks for praying with me. That was very nice. I'm really glad we can do this. And if I haven't told you lately, I try to tell you often, I'm going to tell you again right now, you mean so much to me. And I got some emails over the weekend. Thank you for continuing to reach out to me, letting me know what you think about the program, letting me know where you are, where you listen from. And this is so cool that we get to do this. It's one of the highlights of my day is to be able to spend this time with you across the table. I'm looking at the chair across from me. I see you there. And I really thank you for your support, for your donations, for your prayers, for all the kind words, and just for keeping me company on this program. We're going to get through this life. I'm telling you, you and me, we will get through this, and we will get closer to Jesus. We are on the right track. We're going to keep trying. I'm going to do my part to help you get closer to him. You hang with me and you keep talking to him. I'm getting things back from you when you pray for me, when you send me emails, when you offer suggestions. We're going to get through this life together and get closer to Jesus. And God willing, we are going to live forever in heaven in total happiness together. None of us, right? None of us want to mess this up. And really, it's not that difficult. All we have to do is pay attention. When Jesus tells us to love, we have to love. We don't have to feel good feelings for people. We have to love them. You know, it's really not that hard. The difficult thing, I should say it's not that hard or it's not that complicated, right? It's not complicated, but it's difficult because our pride gets in the way. And I don't want to love this person because he annoys me, because he smells. Honestly, we feel those things. It's hard to love people who are not especially lovable. And again, it doesn't have to involve feelings. We can pray for that person. We can maybe be civil to them if it's somebody who we work with. But I've had those people. I probably was that person to some people. But I've had those people that when I would see them when I was working in an office in the software industry, I just did not want to see them walk through my door. And honestly, I've encountered those people even when I was, I hate to say it, but in ministry. Certain people really just pushed my buttons. But the Lord sends us these people, you see, because he wants to really stretch us. He knows that we have a problem loving others. So he sends us these people. I talk about them in the book as being the saint makers. These are the people who are going to get us to heaven. These annoying people who are going to get us to heaven. And, you know, I say it half jokingly, but you and me, we're those people to certain people. So we just got to learn to love. And through the Spirit, it is possible. Let me dig into these readings a little bit. By the way, in case you're a new listener to the program, welcome. I'm so glad to have you. We do this 5 days a week. The podcast is 30 minutes, and it's available free of charge from wherever you get your normal podcasts. Also, I want to make sure you're aware that there is a weekly podcast that I do as well, and it airs on some radio stations around the country. In addition to being in a podcast, it's called The Gary Zimak Show. Very clever title, but you can also download that one. And you'll get an insight into the Sunday Mass readings. That's what the focus of that one is. It comes out on Fridays. For more information, just visit my website, followingthetruth.com. All right, so what do we got here? Monday, October the 5th. Let's look at the Mass readings and let me just run through some of these. The first reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, right at the beginning, Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. I am, brothers and sisters, Paul says, I am amazed that you are so quickly forsaking the one who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, not that there is another. So, and this is why I said about some people, listen, I listen and read a wide variety of material about God. So I listen to a lot of different people. Some of them, and they're not all Catholic. Some of them stop short. Some of them can be a little misleading at times, but you can really learn a lot. I mean, I'm of the belief that you chew the meat and spit out the bones. You're not going to agree with everything, but, and some of it theologically can be problematic. There are some preachers who are completely, They seem to go off the deep end. Yes, this is good news. Yes, there is always hope. Yes, God can do miracles, but you can't expect him to perform on cue. And you will always receive your healing just if you have enough faith. Well, there were times when, yes, Jesus healed everybody he ever came in contact with. Lazarus, he let die because he planned to raise him from the dead, which is even better than healing. But there were times when, even though the Lord, I'm a big believer in always praying for physical healings, there are times when in order to bring about a greater blessing, such as a conversion, which is more important than a physical healing, that the Lord will suppress doing the healing, or he will not do the physical healing to bring about a greater good. That's going to happen at times. I've seen it happen to people that I know. There's many documented cases. But always pray for the physical healing. But sometimes it won't happen because there's a bigger healing on the way. And that's the case of Lazarus illustrates that. So you got to be careful who you listen to. I know, again, I want to give you a feel-good message, and most of what I say, it is good news. But sometimes letting you know you're going to be judged, that's the good news. You know, you could turn it around and say, well, there's hope for me because I know what's coming at the end of my life. Well, that's good news. That uplifts me. That gives me a sense of urgency. So my goal here is to always give you the truth. And I thank you in advance for understanding that sometimes I do have to, and I will mention hell. I will mention sin, mortal sin. I will mention the final judgment. And I will mention death. Because if I start denying these things, I'm going to be falling into this category that Paul's talking about. We have to be careful. There is suffering in life. Jesus suffered. The Blessed Mother suffered. Saint Joseph suffered. The saints suffered. When we are called to suffering, we can pray for relief. Jesus did, but just as Jesus was not granted that relief in the garden because it was the Father's will that he go to the cross, sometimes we just have to carry our cross. But know that you can experience that peace even in the midst of the cross. All right, Paul goes on to say, but there are some who are disturbing you and wish to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel other than the one that we preached to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, and now I say again, if anyone preaches to you a gospel other than the one that you received, let that one be accursed or accursed. I'm not sure the right way to pronounce that. I'm not even going to pretend. So then Paul goes on to say, am I now currying favor with human beings or God? Or am I seeking to please people? See, that's the trouble we get into. I want to make sure that I please you. I want to lift you up. I want to comfort you. I want to give you hope. But I can do that by not changing the message, the gospel message. I just have to depend on the Holy Spirit to let me give it to you in a positive way. If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a slave of Christ. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel preached by me is not of human origin, for I did not receive it from a human being, nor was I taught it, but it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ. Really, really good point by Paul. So we talk about getting back to love. This I command you, Jesus said, love one another, John 15:17. If I really wanted to go easy on you, I would say, yeah, but there's that unlovable person. You don't have to love the person who's acting like a jerk or the person who really annoys you or the person who rejects your love. That would be a distortion of the message. It would make it easier on you. I kind of wish Jesus said that at times, but he didn't say it. He said, I have to love my enemies. And he, through his example of loving those who put him to death on the cross, reminds me that I have to love everyone without exception. But again, I don't have to like them. I don't have to have good feelings toward them, but I have to love them. Sometimes that involves gritting my teeth and loving them through clenched teeth. Now, in the book, in Let Go of Anger and Stress, I talk about this, and I bring up the case of Joe Annoying, my hypothetical person who is hard to love, and we all have our own Joe Annoying. But it's a good idea for us to work on developing good feelings for that person in addition to just forcing ourselves to love them. Because eventually what's going to happen is if we don't work on this and let the Spirit work through us and really try to look for some good qualities in that annoying person and see them as God sees them and really start to feel a little bit something. Again, you can love without feeling, but eventually you'll run out of steam. And it is possible through the work of the Holy Spirit, through praying for that person, for seeing the world through their eyes, and maybe for trying to give them, giving them the benefit of the doubt, your feelings for that person can change a little bit. You might never really want to go out to dinner with them, but you still can feel some sympathy toward them, and maybe some good feelings will result. And then it's really going to be a lot easier for you to follow that command of Jesus and love that person. Pray for them. Be civil toward them, even when you don't want to be. Now, because I don't have a lot of time, You know, again, so that first reading really sums it up. Paul says, I have to present a true gospel, and I'm going to present a true gospel message to you as well on this program. Even though this is, I want this to be a hopeful show. I want to build you up. I want to give you peace. But I think that message can do that. I don't think I need to change the message to do that. The gospel is about the Good Samaritan treating your neighbor with love. And Jesus pretty much said, everyone's your neighbor. You know, so we got to be careful about falling into that trap of saying, well, I'm going to treat the nice person, the person who's nice to me, he's my neighbor. But the person who's nasty, they're not my neighbor. No, everyone is your neighbor. And I'm not going to mention names, but you look at certain politicians, there's some that I know that you're having a hard time with. There's some that I am having a hard time with. They may be different people because we may be on different sides, but it doesn't matter. We got to love them. We got to pray for them. You know, some people I don't feel like praying for, but I have to force myself to do that. And you know, I think one of the best ways to do that, and the Holy Spirit can help with this, because we have to remember that love is one of the fruits of the Spirit. So let's, you know, we're going to talk about all the fruits in the days to come. But remember, these fruits, they're not necessarily the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, are given to us through the Spirit. The Spirit and the Spirit's indwelling in us. We first receive the Spirit when we're baptized, and that Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, is strengthened at confirmation. So we've got these gifts, and when we turn to the Holy Spirit, now this is the key, and give the Holy Spirit permission to work in our lives, number one. Number two, when we cooperate with the Holy Spirit. So it's kind of like, you know, you turn on your GPS, and then you cooperate by following the directions given to you by the GPS. A lot of times we don't do that. We think, oh, the GPS is saying turn here. I'm not going to turn there because I don't want to go that way. Well, it's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. But when we give the Spirit permission to work and we cooperate with the Spirit, right, then these fruits begin to grow in us, these fruits produced by the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These fruits become evident in our lives, love being one of them. So when I let the Holy Spirit work in me and I don't block the Spirit, I am able to love that unlovable person. But again, I don't have to like them. I can love them by praying for them, by asking God to bless them, by asking God to change my feelings toward them. I can say these things in prayer, by maybe being civil to them when I see them. You know, if I have the occasion to run into this person, maybe say, how's your day going? Or, you know, it's hard. There are people that, I've been there. There are people that maybe they wronged you in some way, and you think like, I don't even want to be in the room with that person. But this is where the Holy Spirit can help us to follow that command of Jesus. Because remember, he didn't suggest it. He didn't say, look, if you try to love this person, but if they're too annoying, don't worry about it. Just give it a try. No, he said, love them. Love your enemies. Love those who hate you. Are you kidding, Jesus? I can't. And he says, when we say, Lord, I can't do it, he says, of course you can't. I know you can't. And that's why I sent you my Spirit. So look, we might fail. We might fail to love as much as we should. And at some point in time, we might be judged. And the Lord Jesus will say, why didn't you love that annoying person in your life as much as you could have? I want to be in a position where, yes, I might have to say, I'm sorry, Lord, I messed up. But I want to be in a position where I can at least say, but I asked the Holy Spirit to help me. And that's the thing. If we don't even ask, if we don't even pray for that ability to love that person more, for our feelings to be changed, for our hearts to be softened a little bit, then we're not going to have a leg to stand on when we're judged. It's not like we've never heard this before. It's not like we didn't get the memo. We got the memo. The memo is John 15:17. This I command you, love one another. I mean, we've all heard that now, so we got to accept that and learn to love the unlovable. in addition to loving the lovable. That's easy. The people who are easy to love, I have no problem loving those. How can I love the people in my life more today? And the people who aren't in my life, do you pray for that person, that killer that you heard about on the news? You know, just sometimes when you watch the news, instead of just treating it, it's like it's a drama. I mean, this is real life. Just offer some brief prayers. Lord, please help that person. Please have mercy on the soul of that person who died in that shooting. Have mercy on the soul of the person, you know, who have mercy on the person who committed the crime. Just little prayers as you're watching the news. Try it. And by doing these things, we are showing love. By letting the car, you know, you're sitting in line in traffic and somebody's trying to merge from the gas station and you think, I can't believe this person's going to try to merge here. They're in my way. I got things to do. Maybe wave them on. Let them go. And then here's the thing, and I've talked about this before. This is hard. When they don't say thank you, then what do? And you get mad at them and you think, oh, I'm never going to let that jerk go again. But are you loving to get a reaction or are you loving just to love, right? See, we can all do that. We can all love with the help of the Spirit. So ask the Spirit to help you love as Jesus loved. And remember, he took his love to the cross. He died for those who killed him. That's pretty amazing. We can love like that if we tap into the power of the Holy Spirit. Exactly. So that's the message today. It is all good news. The good news is, you have to love everybody. Oh, man, that's horrible. But the even better news is you don't have to like them, and the Holy Spirit wants to help you. And believe it or not, with the Holy Spirit's help, you can actually end up liking that person. I have seen it happen. Ooh, I could tell you stories. I'm not going to, but I could tell you stories. It works. Hey, it was fantastic hanging out with you on the program today. For more information, head over to my website, followingthetruth.com, or send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. I hope you have a fantastic day. Remember, love one another. Don't shoot the messenger. That's what Jesus said. I look forward to being back with you here tomorrow on Following the Truth. Have a fantastic day. God bless you.